Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
I want to go to a bar. I don't need a glass for my beer. I don't want a draft. I want a bottle. Just put it in front of me. I'm cool. Let the band play. Yeah. Don't want to pay a cover. Then it's not a bar anymore. If you're paying a cover, it is not a bar anymore. It's a venue. I'm not a fan. If I know that I'm supposed to pay for a ticket, that's one thing. I've made a conscious decision, Steve West. If I walk up to your place, your establishment, and you go, oh, $10 to get in, I'm like, for what? What special is happening in there? Where is the wizard himself? I need to know why I have to give you $10 before I get anything out of this date.
Somebody better be taking their clothes off, or I better be seeing a musical performance at that point.
Okay, those two things.
Maybe a comedian, perhaps.
Yeah, but then I would, I don't want to stumble upon a bar and they tell me, oh, you know what we are tonight? A comedy club.
Okay.
See ya. The whole take off their clothes of entertainment. Okay, but again, you should know that that's what you're walking up to, an establishment that that action will happen. Therefore, you have to go to your pocket. I don't want to go to a bar thinking I'm going to a bar. And then they tell me, hey, you know what tonight is? Cover night. Not a band. It's just cover night to get in.
Yeah, I'm not down with that.
It's an okie doke. You're pushing yourself as a bar, and now all of a sudden tonight you're a venue.
Especially if it's a bar that you frequent and you don't typically pay a cover charge.
Yeah, what's happening tonight? What's so special?
What's going on tonight? There's a cover charge.
You know what that's like? I was going to bring this up later. That's like this Ed Sheeran character. You know who he is, right?
Yes.
Okay, do you know what he did in the month of February? And it's a 28-day month. Ed Sheeran legally. Now, I think on a dollar bill, or didn't you learn this maybe in your government class in like sixth grade? You can't just make money. Like, you can't print money. Even the government can't just print money. They have to go through some, you know, paperwork.
Yeah, there has to be something to back it up.
Right. You can't, like, the U.S. government can't just say, oh, you know what we need to do? Have more 20s on the street. Let's print 20s and just drop them out of a helicopter. It's not allowed. Do you know the closest thing to legally printing money is this Ed Sheeran? All he has to do if he's feeling a little bit light in the wallet, I'm going to go on tour.
I'm in love with your body.
Yeah. $50 million is what he grossed in the month of February playing like in New Zealand, maybe Australia. $50 million bucks in one short month. He's printing money. Do you think, I don't know, he has a certain amount if he gets below in his account? He calls up his manager and says, get the trucks. We're going on tour.
Yeah, I don't know about that. $50 million in a month is pretty impressive.
Think about his show. He's a guy standing there with a guitar. Yeah. Now, he probably has to. Adam, can you look? There's a Ed Sheeran tour going on. I'm assuming there's a band, but I don't think he's a pyrotechnics guy. I don't think he's hanging 7,000 speakers from an arena roof. Might have a couple of background singers. In theory, could also be one of the cheapest tours on the road as well.
Yeah, he's not unlike, hanging from the ceiling? He's not doing flips from the ceiling?
I don't think he's going all pink in that regard, no.
No full horn section, as you saw with the boss.
Right. I don't think so. He did a tour a few years ago. I swear to God, it was him and the guitar. And he sold out like 17,000-seat arenas. He's the closest thing to a guy who says, yeah, I got a printing press.
I mean, he's doing stadiums. He's coming in May. He's doing AT&T. He's going over to Houston, Raymond James.
He broke a record in
Mercedes-Benz in May.
He broke a record in New Zealand and Australia, sold 173,000 tickets for 3 days. And then he, like, took their money and left. I'm not telling you he didn't do a good show, but more than anybody, I think, on the planet. Taylor Swift, she waited a few years. Her tour is going to be the biggest tour, no doubt about it. For a number of reasons, it's been in the news. But this Ed Sheeran just goes, hey, you know, me and my guitar, here we go.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is a big production.
Oh, I've been there twice. So this is going to, I don't really care. I've seen Springsteen. I've seen The Stones.
I've seen the Def Leppard tours. I saw Kiss. I saw them all. I'm going to say this, and somebody's going to at me, because they're going to tell me about the night they saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and it was the greatest thing ever. They saw God that night. That's what somebody's going to tell me. From bang for my buck, taking my daughter two times to that Taylor Swift show, I've never gotten more out of my money at a concert ever. Ever.
Shock jock.
Now, were you at the show? It would have been her last show at the Georgia Dome.
I was high when I went, Steve. I'm going to be totally honest. But no, I'm just kidding.
She did a show at the Georgia Dome while Mercedes-Benz Stadium was being constructed next door.
I went and saw her in a big, would it have been the Dome? I saw it in the smaller version.
Last time she was here, she was at Mercedes-Benz.
Right.
And I don't know, I guess the time before that, it would have been Georgia Dome, maybe.
No, but it was also, I think I saw in Phillips.
Phillips State Farm.
And there's a stage, and it's got everything you want. I'm telling you, bang for your buck. And again, I know, tell me about the night you saw Bob Dylan, and I'm crazy, and how could I say that? I'm just saying, bang for my buck, that was the best show I've ever seen.
Did you ever see Britney Spears?
No.
Okay, I saw Britney Spears twice.
Okay.
I saw her first Atlanta show.
By the way, I'm sure there's a reason why you went. I mentioned I took my daughter twice. As far as I know, you don't have
a daughter.
Yeah. Go ahead. So how do you end up at Britney Spears?
Well, she was a rapidly emerging star at the end of the 1990s.
Sure.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah, I'm aware.
And so I like seeing acts before they're in the Georgia Dome or Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Did you go to Britney Spears by yourself?
Yes, I did.
Well, we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
I did.
You did?
Yeah. I go to a lot of shows by myself. I'm going to see Bikini Kill Saturday night at the Eastern by myself.
Seems a little
No one else is interested in this.
What year was it, Britney Spears?
98-ish.
Oh, a prime?
Okay, she's at the Atlanta Civic Center.
Uh-huh.
And she's got Hit Me Baby One More Time. She's got her first album out, but she doesn't have enough material to fill out a set.
Right. She's got a video. She's got a video that kills it.
She's doing covers by Madonna and Cyndi Lauper to get through the set. So 5 years later, 6 years later, she's at Phillips Arena.
She's in the big
The Onyx one. Hotel Tour.
Right.
Completely sold out.
Did you go to that one by yourself?
That one I went with a young woman.
Okay.
That I met at a place off of Buford Highway.
Uh-huh.
That was a good night.
A Canton Cooks type place, or
a place where you would go on Sunday afternoon after a Falcons game because it's located in DeKalb County. Does that narrow it down?
Sunday afternoon. Yeah, all I
Falcons
needed was
a game.
All
DeKalb
I needed,
County.
All I needed was a Sunday afternoon.
South end of Brookhaven.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, I had a date for that show.
All right.
But again, that's a lot easier sell, 2003 Onyx Hotel Tour, Khalees is opening up, than this is Britney Spears' first show. I saw Katy Perry at Center Stage Theater very early on in her career, before she blew up.
Matt Edgar saw Britney Spears open up for, which boy band did she probably tour with? Was it the Timberlake boy band thing? And who is that? Is that NSYNC? That is, Matt Edgar, I think, saw her at the Fox Theater before anybody knew who she was, because they were promoting. I think it's all the same money. So let's get her out, and then we'll put the video out. Next thing you know, you go from playing. What was the first place you saw her at?
The Atlanta Civic Center.
Yeah. Is that down by Midtown?
It's where Steve Harvey filmed Family Feud many, many years. Ralph McGill and Piedmont.
Yes.
It's got a fence around it now. It's condemned. They're supposed to redevelop it, but it's been that way for 5 years. You know who I saw at Atlantic Civic Center? Lou Reed on the New York tour. Now, that was a special night. To see Lou Reed in a 4,600-seat venue,
so I'm going to say this about Lou Reed. This is what Nick and I don't get it. I'm not telling you it's not for you and for other people, and I'm sure there's a fanaticism with Lou Reed, not as big a number perhaps as Carrie Underwood or Taylor Swift, but there's not even an underground fanaticism. I don't get Lou Reed.
Did you ever listen to the New York album?
I don't know what I listened to. I probably got out too soon.
If there's one Lou Reed album that Chris Domino should listen to, it's the 1989 release, New York.
Perhaps I will, perhaps
it's
I won't.
All about that city.
I don't know if I'm going to get to it. I know a little bit about New York. I was born in New York.
Well, that's why I'm recommending this album for you.
Okay. Hey, this is where I'm supposed to tell you that there's a Twitter question of the day. And I actually had to do this one today. An expression that you use maybe more than any other. Something that you find yourself saying perhaps more than you say anything else. It could be advice. It could be, for me, it's that anger moment. F you. Yeah, that. Something like that. It was a takeoff on that, mine. But again, I'm just trying to be honest. So the Twitter question of the day, and that's Adam Gillespie, he's Road Dog something, and that's Matt Lear. I think it's just Matt Lear. Do you have a Twitter account?
At Steve West ATL.
At Steve West ATL, if you want to get in. Sorry, I didn't include you in this.
No problem.
I didn't even think you had a Twitter account, to tell you the truth.
I do have a Twitter account.
How active are you?
Several times a week.
Okay.
It's not a major focus of my life. Probably do Facebook more often.
Interesting.
Maybe it's just a generational thing. Instagram. I've got an Instagram account.
MySpace? How's the MySpace account?
Never did MySpace.
So, again,
TikTok?
TikTok? Do you do a TikTok?
No, I'm not. Before it gets banned? TikTok. No. No TikTok.
I saw, by the way, did you say that on the air before it gets banned? I saw Congress actually, I guess, attempting to grill that guy. There's nothing better than people in Congress having no idea how Wi-Fi works. Nothing better than the people in charge of this country having no idea how Wi-Fi works. I'm telling you this. I know nothing about technology. I would have been the leader of the group in D.C. based upon what it is I heard them asking the TikTok guy.
Now, I am.
We're all very nervous. Like, if you're on TikTok, can it read your eyeballs? And can it get... I don't know. But here's what I would like the people who are asking the questions to have a general idea of. How does Wi-Fi work? You don't have to know everything. Just have a general idea if you're going to lead this charge.
Now, TikTok is for disposable videos? What is it?
No, I think you're thinking Snapchat with disposable videos. TikToks, they stay there.
You can have a TikTok account, and I think, like an Instagram account, it keeps track of them. I think they get logged.
Can you delete stuff off of TikTok?
Yeah, but there's no such thing as delete.
Does it really? Yeah, does it ever truly delete?
I tell my kids all the time, there's no such thing as delete.
Apparently, China keeps that information forever.
Right, and the guy, according to TikTok, who then said, "But I'm not even Chinese, sir." That was one of the things he had to say. "I'm not Chinese, sir," but whatever. It just seemed like, hey, I'm all for protecting everybody. I would just like the people maybe in charge of trying to figure out how to protect us. I'd like them to know a little bit more than perhaps they seemed to know that day.
Now, I've heard that every picture you download to your phone, laptop, PC is stored somewhere. And they know what you're looking at?
Look, my out has always been, if you don't have a phone that you can chuck into the Chattahoochee as you're driving over on 285... but now I think you're right. I think even if you chuck your phone into the Chattahoochee, none of it matters. I don't need your phone anymore. I don't know if that's true or not. I certainly didn't find anything out by watching some of this TikTok guy. He's the CEO of TikTok. And he was sort of like, I don't even know what you people are asking me.
Now, I couldn't even surf the net. And the guys here kid me for my lack of technological expertise. And it was worse, say, 2000 to 2009.
Yeah.
When I was still bringing my three newspapers a day that I read.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to surf the net until 2009 when I had a BlackBerry for another job that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And then the BlackBerry opened the world of websites and social media.
This is amazing.
Surfing the net.
It also opens the world of some trouble if you want.
Possibly, yeah. You could waste a lot of time.
Do you still have that original
areas.
BlackBerry?
I do not have that BlackBerry.
I would
BlackBerry.
Throw it in the Chattahoochee.
Yeah.
You might get away with that still.
I went BlackBerry, iPhone, Android, and I've been Androids ever since.
All right.
But I often said, I joked all the time, you know, why aren't you on a computer? Why don't you have a... I will learn computers when I can hold one in my hand. And that day is coming. And that day has long since been here.
There's a story coming up later. And I'm going to let you know, everything that I've been talking about with animals and technology is in play. And they finally have gone to the people who were involved with the technology part of it and said, I think we got to slow down. I've got a quote that should be the most horrifying thing you hear all week.
Really?
Yeah. It's not Max Fried's hamstring. That's bad. This one, big picture life, is more horrifying than that. Speaking of, Braves win yesterday. The Braves are better than the Nationals. They kicked the dog out of the Nationals now for the last 3-plus seasons to the tune of 20-4 up in their ballpark. Good day. Except for that one little thing with Max Fried and his hamstring. Now, here's Max Fried. Remember, I'm on record as saying, if you tell me, day to day, if you tell me he'll be back in 7, I don't believe anybody. I know you have good intentions. You're not trying to lie to me. But I don't believe anybody. Groins, ankles, hamstrings. Don't tell me you know when that guy will be back on the mound. Because that's just silly. It's fool's gold. Here's Max Fried himself. Again, he wasn't rushed to a hospital. Good news. He did this from the clubhouse yesterday.
I felt it trying to go on the running over and covering first base. And at that point, George just said that we didn't want to take any chances, especially, you know, with the weather being a little chillier today. But, yeah, it's just kind of right now it's very much just see how I feel in the next coming days.
Yeah. George, by the way, is not his imaginary friend. He's on the train staff. He's the guy in charge for the Atlanta Braves and the medical people over there. But George told him, let's just get you out of here. Cautionary tale. Now, I don't want to bring this up, but Kevin McAlpin, what he did yesterday to Max Fried and you as a Braves fan, he did the infamous. He was telling us about like these 48 games straight where Max Fried had gone five innings, not giving up five runs. And I told him, what?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Lo and behold, by the way, as he denies, he sends me a text as soon as Max Fried is out at 3 1/3 and says, yeah, that one's on me. Yeah, you think? Of course it's on you. And because he did that, you know what he screwed me out of? I had a Prize Picks bet yesterday. Over 12.5. Shohei Ohtani, Max Fried combined strikeouts. Poof. Ohtani with 10. Poof. Money goes away. Thanks for nothing, Kevin McAlpin.
Well, Ohtani held up his end of the bargain.
Yes, he did. This just in. Hold on. Breaking news. Shohei Ohtani has demanded a trade from the Angels. He said, I've had enough of you people. Thank you. All right. So, again, that Twitter question of the day is an expression you use a lot or something, maybe your favorite expression, something you find yourself saying a lot.
Holy s***.
Yeah, exactly. It could be that, Ben. I wish. Hey, has anybody done that yet? I guess nobody has the rights to be able to call a game the way that you would call a game if you're with your buddies. But, like, not. It's sort of the way you would talk about at a bar with your friends, but for public consumption. Where you're allowed to ask, that's what you're going to run on third down? But you're going to be able to say it any way you want. Are we not at the point, because I'm assuming rights, like nobody in the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey would be the first ones, wouldn't they? They just seem like, man, we're fourth. Let's go. Let's just call a game any way you want. But you can't use language is my point. You could do a YouTube version of it, but nothing has been official attached to a league.
Isn't Don Cherry doing something on his own since he got banned from the Hockey Night in Canada a few years back? Speaking of hockey, that would be the guy, right?
Right.
That's who I want to hear.
Yeah, there are a couple of guys, but yeah, it hasn't happened yet. So the Atlanta Braves, by the way, were better, not tons better, but better than the Washington Nationals. Washington was 1-for-11 in runners in scoring position. Here's why they're going to have a long year. They don't have a lot of talent. I'm not sure they have a guy. Like, who's the guy for them? In other words, wow, I hope he comes up in the bottom of the eighth, bottom of the ninth, two guys on, down a run. I don't think they have one. The good news for the Atlanta Braves is, with a lineup that's stretched out a little bit, on a given night, it could be him, or it could be him, or it could be him. The teams that are not good don't even have really the first, certainly don't have the second him. And when you find out, coming out of your 7-8-9 hole, the way the Braves hit last year, Michael Harris being a part of the nine hole for a long time last year, and what Travis d'Arnaud did yesterday, that's a good day. Michael Harris is talking about it.
There's no pressure. I mean, anybody, person in front of you, person behind you can get the job done. So it's just you do your job. And, I mean, I guess if you don't do your job, then the person behind you might pick you up. And, I mean, that's how we are as a team. And we just go out there and try to do our job. And if we do, we do. We don't, we don't. Somebody picks us up, and we try to get wins.
Now, don't really, like, I don't know even what he said there, kind of, but I do know what he means. If it ain't me, it's going to be him. And if it ain't him, it'll be him. Or maybe it'll even be him. And that's the beauty of having a lineup where you know you can get damaged from a whole bunch of different places.
Well, if you look at the game yesterday, and certainly Patrick Corbin's fortunes have mirrored that of the Nationals since they won that World Championship. Corbin won Game 7, right?
What did he do to piss off the baseball gods? Patrick Corbin must have really done something to piss off the baseball gods. That guy is, and now again, they're paying him a lot of money. Good for him. Family's fine. But that guy is, he's on the crap end of a lot of it.
6-19 a year ago, 6.31 earned run average. Opponents hitting .321 against him. Last 10 starts against the Braves, 0-9 with a 7.17 earned run average. And maybe here's why.
He's the opening day starter.
Yeah.
If you want to know the lot in life that your team is actually now saddled with, The guy who's led the National League in losses 2 years in a row, he set an all-time record. No one has ever been an opening day starter after 2 years in a row leading a league in losses. He's an opening day starter 3 years in a row. Two of them come after he led the league in losses.
So we're in the second inning yesterday, and Corbin is at 44 pitches. The Braves have one out, and the bases are loaded. That's not where you want to be.
Let me tell you this. If I'm the Braves, I'm a little pissy. That game could have been bigger and better than it even was. But the Max Fried thing sort of screwed up your bullpen. So thank goodness your bullpen came out and did it. Now, again, you don't get extra points because it's the Washington Nationals. But you did have a scramble in the bullpen. I got the violation numbers. 21 stolen bases yesterday around Major League Baseball, I think, was the official number when all was said and done. First violation, Marcus Stroman. There was a strikeout, Rafael Devers. There's a whole bunch of things that happened over the course of the day. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Chris Cotter, by the way, is going to join us coming in studio in the 12 o'clock hour. Now, you told me you haven't seen him in how long?
I see Chris all the time on social media and television. We have not been in the same room, I do not believe, in 2 decades.
Okay. His arms will get in the room a few seconds before the rest of them will.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah. And I'll reintroduce you guys right here on the air. It'll be touching.
Looking forward to it.
I think it'll be beautiful. It's sort of like a Vanderpump's Housewives. Don't they do reunion shows? Isn't that a big deal?
Yeah.
Like Lala Kent can come back after a few years of being away. That's what it'll be like for you guys.
Looking forward to it.
God, the camera's on. Make sure the camera's on when that happens. It's a lot like, you know the story when Frank Sinatra brought out Dean Martin at the Jerry Lewis Telethon. Are you aware of that?
After all those years.
Yeah, it was like decades. There's video of that someplace on YouTube.
Because Lewis and Martin were estranged for many years.
Decades.
Yeah.
Decades. And the chairman of the board said, you know, we got to end this. He brought out Dean Martin at the telethon. Now, what are you going to do at a telethon? You know, it's for the kids.
You're not going to show your ass.
You would hope not. Although Jerry Lewis, by the way, Jerry Lewis got no problem over the years telling you what he thinks.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone now. I saw an interview with him, like, might have been the last one, in his house in Las Vegas looked everything like you think a house owned by Jerry Lewis would look like in Las Vegas.
I believe that.
There was more gold, more fabric on the walls. Guppy is what my people call it. Guppy.
This side of Liberace?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, plastic on the couch. It was like one of those where you go, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, that was the day and age. I mean, that's what it was back then. That was opulence. That was luxury.
Candelabras.
Yeah. Old Hollywood.
Yeah, like crazy people. What nationality are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Irish.
Okay.
I think.
I'm half Irish. Yeah. I didn't do that 23 thing either.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm
half Irish, half Italian. But the Irish didn't have plastic on there. That's an Italian thing. Like, did you have grandmothers or, like, old people where you go to their apartment or their house? Do you remember that? Did you not have family?
I didn't have a grandfather on my father's side.
Okay.
But my mother's parents were definitely Irish. But I'm not real sure about my father's side of the family.
Oh, he might have been a roamer, a wanderer, perhaps.
Well, since you mentioned that, one day when my dad was 9 years old, his father went to work and was never seen from or heard from again. And in the depths of the Great Depression... Before the internet?
Yeah, it was easy.
And Blackberries?
You can get away.
That sort of thing happened.
Yeah, you can get away. Yeah. Now, you don't think he just joined the war and became a hero is what you're telling me.
I don't think he was a hero.
Yeah.
I heard he may have died in some hotel somewhere.
Yeah, my grandfather on my mom's side, he would disappear for 3 and 4 days. I say this all the time. He was a drunk. Like, I don't care.
It's just a binge. I mean, a binge is not walking out the door when you're 9 years old and never showing up again.
But payday hits and you're gone for 3 days.
Yeah.
But the thing that really always scared me is, him and his buddies worked on the Lincoln and the Holland Tunnel.
Okay.
Like, and all of a sudden I'm going, wait, what? These are the people who are actually going to dig this thing under that much water to get you from point A to point B? And they're probably hammered for 2 days after payday? These are the people in charge, huh? And that's what he was. Scared the hell out of me. He was in a home at the end, and I'm 4 years old, and my parents took me there. It was like, oh, you should meet him. After that, I was like in the car. Even at four, I was like, no, I shouldn't have. Scared the hell out of me. It was like this bad VA home. It was 1968. Think about 1968 in a VA home.
That can't be a pretty sight.
It's how many years later, and I still remember it like it was yesterday. Yeah. Oh, here he is. I think I went up to like three old people in the beds thinking, is it him? And I think I said out loud, is it him? And then I saw he was bald. You know what I realized? later on in life, oh, it's his fault.
This has taken a really dark turn.
We've
gone from my attending Britney Spears' first Atlanta show by myself to my grandfather that I never saw disappearing when my dad was 9 years old. I can't wait for the rest of this.
Yeah, well, who knows what's going to happen. But first, we have to do headlines.
Headlines are brought to you by Prometheus by Dr. Malik. Prometheus is not ED treatment. It is permanent male enhancement without surgery or stitches. Visit sizemd.com for more information.
Baseball did something they hadn't been able to do since 1968. There's a basketball camp you can send your kids to for $3,000 a week. Raise your hand if you want in. And the Atlanta Falcons were told, point blank, you have no interest in winning. We will hear who said that and what the retort should be. Not what it could be, what it should be. You will hear the proper retort after that. All right, Steve West is in. Chris Kiter's coming in. Don't forget the 11 o'clock hour, because it's brought to you by Hayes Chrysler Dodge Jeep. You know what they do for you? They bring you this 11 o'clock hour. And for that, we're very, very thankful. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on around the world of baseball. Who knows? Steve West will tell us about another show. Perhaps he attended with a bevy of people, or perhaps by himself. And Derek Thomas will give you an update, because I'm sure there was three things that broke this morning. No. Okay, don't expect a breaking news type news segment. It's probably going to be the Braves score from yesterday. Calais Campbell's official, right? Is that the other piece of this whole thing? And the Atlanta Hawks are going to play in the next few days. We'll come back right here on 680 The Fan.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly, because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.
I need to know why I have to give you $10 before I get anything out of this date.
Somebody better be taking their clothes off.
Oh. Who can forget that time you went into the strip club and saw your history professor, your high school math teacher? You know what movie that reference is, correct?
I'm drawing a blank.
Varsity Blues?
Now that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what class she actually taught, but they went in and they said, whoa, that's so-and-so. And then she starts drinking with them, and then they come out and it's daylight. Remember, they went in and it was dark. They come out, it was daylight.
And then they played their worst game.
Yeah.
Ever.
I don't think that's legal in most states to keep a place open that late. It's not Vegas. That movie did not take place in Vegas. But, yeah, and then they played a bad game. Ooh. That coach got really angry at him.
I've never gone to a strip club in Vegas. I've gone to NBA Summer League.
It's a money shop.
What is it? Peppermint Rhino? Is that like the big place there?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you by names. It's been a long time for me, brother.
I've never had a bad trip to Vegas because gamble. I don't gamble.
Oh.
Too many other things to spend your money on.
Yeah, but I'm going to say something here. I hope this doesn't affect our relationship. I don't think I trust a man who doesn't gamble. I don't mean that in an overly bad way, but I'm not sure. Do you not pick sides? Do you not say, whoa, I know something? Doesn't matter if you know it or not.
I'm not into losing money.
Okay. All right.
And Las Vegas was not built on people winning money. Las Vegas was built on people losing money.
Yeah, but the public's not O for the world. There are times. It's the chase. Look, again, I say it all the time. I used to bet a lot of football games. Why? Because it was the chase. Do I know something that they don't? No, of course I don't. It's a game. There's luck involved as much as anything else. Now, I will say the Braves, It's interesting. You know the most lopsided bet since they've been tracking these at the sports books? Most lopsided bet of a baseball game was yesterday, the Braves and Nationals, in terms of the win. Ever. It was the most percentage-wise bet baseball game since they started tracking with all these online sports books type places. The whole world was on the Braves yesterday.
Well, you had a team that won 101 games a year ago versus a team that won 55 games.
Yes, that was part of it. No doubt about it.
And from what we saw yesterday, maybe challenged to get to that level this year.
All right. Joy Taylor. I don't even know what show this is on. Is this her own show? Is this a podcast? Is this a TV show? Is this a... this is an official show of some sort. I mean, you can tell it's quality. You can hear the quality in the microphones.
Who is Joy Taylor? Should I know Joy Taylor?
So she used to work with Colin Cowherd, I believe, and she's on ESPN, and she's a co-host on... Which one is she a co-host on? The Stephen A. Smith one? I don't even know. FS1? I don't know. I know who she is, but I don't know who she is. Listen, I hardly know some of my family.
I don't know who she is, and I don't know who she is.
Let me tell you...
She is currently the co-host of Speak with LaShawn McCoy and Emmanuel Acho. That's on FS1.
Okay, did not
know
that.
That explains why.
Yeah, I used to work with Colin Cowherd.
Right, I knew that. She ever been on ESPN?
Oh, and she is the host of the Joy Taylor Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Saturdays on Fox Sports Radio.
Okay, so I don't know when this was. I don't really care. But I want you to hear what Joy Taylor said about the Atlanta Falcons.
You don't care about winning games in Atlanta. You don't. Don't play in my face. You're playing in my face right now, and I don't appreciate it. You don't care about winning football games in the city of Atlanta. I'm sorry, I got a lot of friends down there, but y'all don't care about winning games right now. That is not the Falcons' priority. Got a nice, pretty building, okay? But winning games is not high on the Falcons' priority list right now. Stop it. I don't care about winning no football games. Ridiculous. No, the injury history is not the concern for the Atlanta Falcons. It is money. It's okay.
Chris Rock would like his act back, please. Cadence and everything else.
I mean, stop it.
Oh, okay. So we're going to go with the Falcons don't want to win games, and I don't know why. There's 32 teams in the NFL. Some of them are better than others. I guess she couldn't say that about Kansas City because they seem to want to win games. They're pretty good at it, too. But the Atlanta Falcons, I'm assuming this is all based upon Lamar Jackson, and he's not in a Falcons uniform. That's what I was told. This was based upon the fact that Lamar Jackson's not a member of the Atlanta Falcons. Therefore, the Falcons don't want to win games.
Yeah, I don't think this is about Taylor Heineke not being announced as the starting quarterback over Desmond Ridder. Now, I think she's right about one thing. This is about money. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
Because we're not that far removed from being in a position where we were dedicating 25% of our payroll to one player, and I don't think the franchise is in a hurry to go back there.
Listen, there are empty seats. I know what the money is. Said it all along. Would Lamar Jackson help pay for himself?
Of course he would.
Of course he would. I don't know the numbers. I do know this, that it's a shared pool. We all know that Arthur Blank had $10 tickets here, and every other NFL owner was pissed at him because they thought two things. That's less money for us. Arthur Blank was saying, I can't worry about you. I got to worry about me. $10 tickets were a thing. But the other part is they also thought what you're doing is you're devaluing my ticket. If people know they can go get a $10 ticket in an NFL game, what about why isn't my guy doing that? Or why is the value of my ticket as high as it is? The price on it. So they were mad at him. He didn't care at that point. He had bought this team. He was trying to make his money back and try to asses in seats, buy the hot dog, buy the parking pass, and do all the things that come with the ancillary money. Lamar Jackson would help pay for himself. And I believe that. I don't even believe it. I know that. I don't need an economy degree. I don't have to go down to any one of these fancy schools anywhere in the South to tell me. I don't know how much he'd pay for himself, but how many, you've been to Falcons games. You see what's not in the building. If Lamar Jackson was here, what would happen to attendance?
Initially, it would go up.
Yeah, and then you'd have to win to sustain it going up.
Okay.
You charge for a PSL at a bad time. Bad time. You weren't winning enough. It felt like you were going to win. You went to a Super Bowl, and, oh, look what we're going to do now. But it hasn't worked out. A lot of people have bailed. That's the business of it. Lamar Jackson would help. But are we really carrying? That's such a sports talk radio thing. They're not even trying to win.
I don't care about winning no games.
Who does it benefit to not win games?
This team won 7 games each of the last 2 seasons with the most dead money in the history of the National Football League. They should be commended for that.
How many games would they won if they were actually trying to win? geez, it would have been great around here because they didn't want to win. They don't care about winning, and they won seven.
They won seven games 2 years ago with a point differential of minus 146. They won seven games last year with a point differential of minus 21. This thing's moving in the right direction.
Yeah, it's just such a cheap. And you know who her brother is, right? Jason Taylor?
No, I don't. Oh, now
Jason
I do.
Taylor. Yeah, Jason okay. Taylor. Let's go find out how many years Jason Taylor was on a team that wasn't very good. I don't know. Is it yearly? Do you have to have three bad years in a row?
Stop it.
Did the Falcons... He was with the Dolphins for most of his career,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Did the Falcons say out loud, oh, yeah, man, we don't care about winning? Because I don't remember that day. Listen, I'm not telling you I'm up on everything, but I don't remember reading that Arthur Blank, Terry Fontenot, and Arthur Smith all did a press conference and said, hey, I hope everybody's cool with this. We just have no interest in winning.
They didn't tank in each of the last two seasons.
Ask me
when
what
they could have tanked.
What was I rooting for?
Lots of people were rooting for
the
tank.
Yeah, don't win as many.
Yeah.
Joy Taylor. Now, she also had a problem with Joe Burrow with his injury thing. Again, I think this is all based upon Lamar Jackson stuff.
Lamar Jackson has been injured the last two seasons. That makes you nervous? That's perfectly fine. Joe Burrow wore his ACL and MCL in 2020. That wasn't that long ago.
It happened. That's true.
Are we concerned about Joe Burrow's injury history? We're not. We're not worried about that. People choose to highlight things that they don't like don't want to write certain checks.
That is true.
That is what's happening here. Lamar Jackson has missed some time. Yes. So has everyone who's ever played in the NFL, because there is a 100% chance of injury in the NFL.
All right, let's do this now. Who are the idiots that she's working with where they're going, that's true? Joe Burrow tore everything in his knee. Everything in his knee. You know what he wasn't the year after that? A free agent, where people had to go, I don't know, is he healthy? He's still on the same team. So it's a totally different thing. Let me give you another one. When you have an injury that Joe Burrow had, what do you get done to you? Where do they bring you?
Total reconstructive surgery.
So where do they bring you? They bring you to a hospital or a place to get surgery. You have at least one doctor, in his case, probably three. PCL, ACL, MCL, meniscus. Yeah, he got blowed up. Lamar Jackson had a sprained ankle and missed the end of a season. Lamar Jackson had a sprained knee and missed a playoff game. You better not go down this road. And Joe Burrow was not a free. Of course they're concerned about his knee. They're concerned about the one that he blew. They're concerned about the one he didn't blow. Lamar Jackson, his style of play, on top of being 26, not healing from a sprained knee, not healing from a sprained ankle, no surgery, no hospital, nothing where you go count from 100 backwards as far as we know. You're going to try to play that game when Burrow was still on the same team? He wasn't on the street as a free agent, which for all intents and purposes, Lamar Jackson is now. Oh, wait. He's also asking, if you believe it, for the most guaranteed money ever. So I don't know. This is apples and dishwashers. And I got two guys in the background going, yeah. Yeah, who doesn't know Joe Burrow blew out his knee?
Joe Burrow was on a rookie deal at that point, correct?
And he didn't hit the street after that. In a leg brace. Lamar Jackson, nobody's seen him play for a while. There are people, and he's clapping back. Oh, it's about the money. I don't know what it's about. I know you didn't come back. You didn't go on the road with the team. You're a hell of a player. You're not Cam Newton, who won an MVP in 2015, who doesn't look like he can play. I want Lamar Jackson. I'd pay him. And he will, in part, pay for himself. But that idea that the Falcons don't want to win, and the idea that let's look at Joe Burrow, are you crazy? Like, seriously, are you crazy? Are we just letting people say whatever they want these days?
Yeah, pretty much. Because we're talking about it, right? Doesn't have to be accurate.
We're talking about the stupidity of it. Like, look, there is such a thing as bad publicity.
But that's a win for her. I didn't even know who she was before this.
All right, is it really a win? I will ask you, did those two comments sound stupid to you?
It depends on who you are and what the audience is. To me, they don't sound very intelligent or informed.
So another
audience might eat that up and think that's just wonderful. And yeah, you go. I just, that's not my kind of logic, let's just say.
Sleep on the idea that tomorrow I'm going to bring up Joe Burrow and do the Lamar Jackson thing? She slept on that, I'm assuming.
Stop it.
Again, and then you're saying, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, what? Yeah, yeah, what? They both play quarterback in the NFL. One guy isn't asking for the most money guaranteed, asking for a trade from his team, didn't play in the last few games of two seasons with a style of play that can get you in trouble. We saw it with Robert Griffin, who, by the way, seems he's been in the booth 9 years. He's out of the league because you can get blowed up to the point where you can't come back. You can. Cam Newton doesn't look like he can play football anymore. He's only 33. It can happen. You can be gone in one hit in this league. It concerns every pitcher. I got a guy pitching for $43 million. I got a guy pitching for $800,000. You know what I think every day? Today could be the day. Every day. So, yeah, Lamar Jackson's injury concern is a concern.
It's a legitimate concern, especially when he's asking for the kind of guaranteed money that exactly. He's asking for. Now, again, the whole and I thought home team hit the nail on the head as I was driving in, listening to the locker room. These aren't things that Lamar Jackson should be saying, and this is the folly of not having an agent. An agent ought to be saying these things behind closed doors. An agent ought to be stepping up and saying these things at the appropriate time out there in public, maybe to move the needle one way or the other. I don't understand why he's trying to do something so important.
Not wanting
generational, multi-generational money here. The rest of your life you're talking about here, and you're not doing this with a professional? I don't understand this.
Listen, not wanting to win is different than not being able to win. Why were the Falcons in cap hell? Because they spent a crap ton of money on things that didn't work. Not winning is the Pittsburgh Pirates, who get money for being on welfare, baseball's welfare. Falcons don't. Like, it just doesn't make sense in that league. I'm not telling you there isn't a tank mentality. I've seen it in baseball, seen it in the NBA. They have to change the rules of the draft because of it. In the NFL, I wish my team would have tanked. I would have loved higher draft picks. But it makes no sense to say that right now the Falcons don't want to win by not. I think they'd win more games with Lamar Jackson, but it's not that simple. Because there are a whole bunch of other teams out there, not named Baltimore Ravens, who could, if they wanted to, make a move for Lamar Jackson, because I only got to give up two first-rounders and $200 million. It's absurd. It's just a dumb statement. We've all said dumb stuff. We all have said dumb stuff. There's no such thing as delete. We talked about it earlier. It's out there for the world. I don't believe that there's a Falcons fan. Now, you can tell me we stink at playing football, but you can't tell me that you think they're not trying to win. That I don't buy.
I don't think that you, and I've listened to you three decades, Chris. I don't think you've lasted as long in this industry as you have by saying, quote, dumb things. You may say some things that are inaccurate, things that in the rearview mirror turned out to be wrong.
Ignorant. I've said ignorant things.
That's not my read on you or my opinion of you. But again, you're coming from a different place, yeah. A different time where you actually had to do some homework and have some facts and be well read before you go on the air. But we're in an era now where to a certain audience, all you got to do is scream. Doesn't matter what you say. Doesn't matter if you have facts. Doesn't matter if you do any research.
Michael Jordan's
a loser.
If you
can yell the loudest, you're going to be the winner.
Colin Coward, Michael Jordan's been a loser. Without Scottie Pippen and Phil Jackson, what has Michael Jackson ever won? Michael Jordan never won. I don't know, that national championship, how's that look? How's that look? He won six NBA titles. How's that look? Oh, Phil and Scotty, really? He's about to sell his basketball team. They haven't been good at it, but he's about to sell. He's going to make a lot of money. How's Air Jordan done? How's that worked?
Well, obviously.
Be like Mike. How was that campaign? I don't remember seeing Phil and Scotty in that. How did that go?
Coward has an audience, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not part of it. All right. This person that we just listened to has an audience. Good for her.
Yeah.
I hope she's successful.
No
I hope
doubt.
She succeeds. Best of luck to you. I'm not listening to that. Okay. There's other folks that will listen to that. I'm not listening to that. You know who I listen to? The guy that's across the console here for me. That's who I listen to.
Look at that. Make that a, what do we call those in the business? Let's make that a rejoin. A rejoin. A promo. Thank you, Steve West.
I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, Chris. I mean that.
Look,
I'm not getting paid to say that. It's the truth.
I'm not listening
to that crap that I just heard. I listen to you and Nick, okay?
Yeah, because we have our own brand of crap, the stupidest show in America, and we own that. We are the smartest dumb show in America.
Stop it!
We are the third fastest 3 hours of radio in all of radio.
What are the first two?
Can't tell you that. You have to learn that on your own.
Quicker ones.
Take the stone. Take the rock from my hand, grasshopper. All right, we got to take a break. Chris Cotton is going to be in a little after 12. Don't forget about Podcast Park. That's a real thing. We've actually got a whole bunch of stuff there. The 643 podcast, that's still in short. Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff, Braves Country podcast with Tug. Bucks Beat. Bucks Beat guest this week, I believe, is John Smoltz. That is correct.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, man. Thank you. You got Hardball with me, Frozen Rope with Kevin McAlpin, Braves Podcast Daily with
myself.
Don't
forget about Bucks Beat.
And Bucks Beat with John Smoltz. And then the Braves Podcast Daily, as I said, with me and Kevin in a whole bunch of places. Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts as well. We'll come back. More to come right here on 680 The Fan.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.
I'm not listening to that, okay? There's other folks that will listen to that. I'm not listening to that. You know who I listen to? The guy that's across the console here for me. That's who I listen to.
You're sampling the best.
Seventh best.
They tried that. They recorded a couple of versions of this song, and seventh best didn't really have. But thank you again, Steve Dustin. There was a gentleman, Rich, who was upset that we got a little sidetracked with the Braves being on opening day yesterday. I just sent him a nice direct message. I'm not kidding. It was nice.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't sure how and why. I don't know what was brought up. Something was brought up. It doesn't matter. Look, everybody knows what happened in the Braves game. I'm waiting for the Max Fried news. I hope there's no news today because
he is dead.
No. It's just I don't know what it is. They've told me it's a little bit of a hamstring thing. Hamstring things, by the way, groin things, oblique things are not very good.
I would guess the longer we go without hearing any news is probably better.
Yeah, I don't want to hear anything.
Right?
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah, today's
because
a day off.
It comes out and says, if we hear news, that means it's probably not good. Yeah.
Oh, God. Max Fried is gangrene. I hope none of that happens today.
Let me ask you this about the game yesterday. And I can't watch nine innings of an exhibition game in Florida. I can't watch four quarters of an NFL preseason game. I don't know that I've ever watched a half of an NBA preseason game. So yesterday, I think like a lot of fans, was my first day of actually watching nine innings with all of the new rules in place.
Yes.
Ronald Acuna's on first base in the first inning. Corbin goes over there twice in a row.
Yeah.
And so we know what's up.
Yeah, he blew all his timeouts. He had no timeouts.
We know what's up.
He shot every bullet in his gun.
So as he is now having to come to the plate, Acuna is slowly expanding his lead, but he stumbles coming out of his break and has to go back to first base.
Yes, that is all factually accurate.
So what's going through my mind here is maybe Corbin was onto something here. Maybe you just get the two throws over out of the way. And again, this is only for Albies or Acuna or a proven base stealer.
Okay, but you're working through this like they worked through it in spring training, and bettors are trying to work through this now. What am I seeing, and what does it do to the game? Do you know that there's a whole betting world that is trying to figure out what these new rules mean? And can I grab, what is it we say early? Get in before all the information's in, because that's where your value is going to be. You think throwing over to first was smart?
Well, I'm saying what I'm seeing here, what was going through my mind was a strategy of, okay, let's just, if we've got a base stealer over there, not if it's Marcell Ozuna, not if it's a catcher, but if we got a base stealer over there, let's just go over to first twice, get that out of the way, and then when we come to the plate, just do a pitch out and give your catcher a chance, minus a swung bat in front of him, catching the ball about chest high, just groove him a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and Mal, maybe you've got a shot at getting the runner that you know is going to steal. I'd rather be down a ball in the count than have a runner in scoring position.
But once he went over twice, they might as well have just said, go take second.
Exactly. So why not just do a pitch out after the second
count,
move
depends
over?
Depends what count is. You're just saying with the first two, first, just get it out of the way the first two. That guy's on first. Before I throw a pitch, throw over twice.
Well, I'm saying, if once you go over once, let's just get the second one over with, and now we're pitching out. Now, again, you're not pitching out every time if you're five pitches into the count.
Yeah.
But if it's early in the count.
Okay. All right.
0-0. Yeah.
I just knew that guy was going to be standing on second base. 21 steals yesterday on opening day. I just thought he shot his bullets early. To me, that was like the fight at the OK Corral, and you just shot two bullets in the air, and you go, oh, damn, I'm out of bullets. For certain guys, it's just going to be, you're putting a lot of pressure on a catcher. I'd love to see the pitch out come back. I'd love to see the pitch out come back because to me, you know, it's only one ball. And if I got a good pitcher on the mound, one ball doesn't matter. I'm telling you this, for me, if the clock is running out and I don't have conviction on the pitch, I'm taking the penalty. I'd rather in a count 0-0, 0-1, if I'm not convicted and we haven't gotten on the same page as it's running out, just hit me with the violation and I'm going to get reset. So it's 1-1.
That's something I'm going to be looking forward to starting with Saturday. Now let's look at the clock situation.
Games are faster. It's over. There's no clock situation. The games are faster. That's what they wanted.
I think it's an improvement, obviously, because they want the games to move along quicker.
21 minutes. 21 minutes faster on average yesterday.
Basketball has a shot clock. Football has a play clock, and baseball now has a pitch clock, which, in effect, it's a play clock now.
Yeah.
You got 20 seconds when there's a man on base to come to the plate. You got 15 seconds when there's no one on the base paths there. So I liked that. But Colin McHugh gets hit for a pitch clock violation, not for something that happened during the play of the game, but for not completing his warm-up pitches in time. And then he promptly goes 3-0 on the next hitter. Now, as I said in the break room, a good trial attorney never asks a question that he doesn't already know the answer to, but I'm going to ask you anyway. The pitch clock violation didn't have anything to do in McHugh going 3-0 on the next hitter, did it?
No, he's been around too long. I'd like to think that he's not mental mush. It better not have, because then what the hell am I going to trust him with? I just think he was a little bit wild coming out. There was a better one than that, though. There was a batter who got penalized with a strike because Pete Alonso didn't get back to first base in what the umpire thought was the right amount of time. Therefore, who pays the price? Not the guy on base, but the guy at the plate. And then he ended up getting a hit. But you will be hit with a strike if there's something going on, as in that guy didn't get back to taking his engagement position at first base. That might have been the strangest one of the day.
Yeah, I didn't
know that even happened. I didn't know happened.
I found myself more engaged in the game because of the clock.
Now, maybe
after a while, that'll kind of go away and we'll just all kind of take it for granted because it'll be old hat. But yesterday, I was, as a fan, sitting at home watching on television, I was noticeably more engaged and fascinated, actually, with the whole clock aspect of it.
With Domino at the wheel, who knows where we're going? It's time for a drive around the sports world, presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty, family-owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
All right, let's do a few things. Do you know who Angel Reese is?
No, I do not.
She plays basketball for LSU. Why would I bring her up today? They're
Final
in the Final Four.
Four.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what else? You know who has more NIL deals than any college athlete? Angel Reese, basketball player for LSU. She has 17 NIL deals. More than anybody documented right now in college sports. Good player. Hell of a player. Brought LSU back. And there's things like Wingstop and... trying to think of who else it was. Yeah, more than anybody, including, by the way, you know who's second? Deion Sanders' son at Colorado. He's got 16. Arch Manning supposedly is making good money. There are some names that we're going to hear with the NIL deals. But the most right now is a woman playing in the Final Four.
What about the Cavender twins? How many deals do they have?
Well, I think they have endorsement money. Like, I think they might have a closed deal that pays them good money. I think they make the most money. Somebody had said they make the most money.
Does it surprise you the number of female athletes that are outpacing their male brethren in college sports? Or is it just that sex sells?
Oh, I don't really care who gets the money. To me, that's the beauty of this whole thing. Like, I have not thought about it. I know I think clothing companies with women, workout gear and everything else. I got a high school daughter who wears certain workout gear. I would love for somebody to say, NIL deal. I don't even want your money. I just want free clothes. To me, that's the untapped, maybe now tapped, biggest benefactor, female athletes and workout clothes. Endorsement deals with workout clothes.
It just hit me by surprise how the Cavender twins just went to the top of the list. And keep in mind, this didn't happen in Miami.
You're not surprised.
This was going on at Fresno State.
Yeah, but you're not surprised.
That's surprising. That is surprising that this was going on before they got to Miami. They were making seven figures at Fresno State.
Because there's a hook. Everybody's looking for the hook. They're beautiful women who happen to be twins. And let's see, what can we put them in? Clothes, sneakers, apparel. Then whatever other deal comes on top. I'm not surprised. Adam, I don't know if you were working with us yet. Matt, I don't know if you definitely weren't. When all of this stuff started, I said, let me tell you who has a chance to make more money. Women because of an Under Armour deal. Women because of an Adidas deal. Women because of a Lululemon deal. They know what their audience is better than quarterback Joe slinging hamburgers in a fake 30-second commercial. Or even putting, you know, three-point shooting Pete into a car of any kind. The workout clothes and apparel is easily, in my opinion, the most connective way that you can get somebody in an NIL. It's not the hamburger deal. It's not the Zaxby's card. It's not even the card deal. It's something that sells, tangible sells. I'm sure Miss Reese has a part of that as well.
Good for Angel Reese.
Would you pay $2,899 to go to a basketball camp run by Stephen A. Smith?
It depends who else is at the basketball camp run by Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah. Well, I think Stephen A. Smith is running the camp. Now, maybe he's going to get special guests.
Is Michael Jordan at this camp?
But it's $3,000 for a week of basketball camp. I mean, I went to the Pocono Invitational Camp in 1973. I had to beg my father to spend like $220. And I know it's all relative.
Now, who was
when I read this just reads terrible.
Who was the biggest name at the Pocono basketball camp? I remember Kevin Greavy.
Lonnie Shelton.
Okay.
Jim Valvano was the coach at Iona, nicknamed the Rat. He was there. Oh, this is a big deal. Pocono Invitational.
Well, then you got your money's worth.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
More than your money's worth.
That camp was, the camp for guys from Jersey and Staten Island. That was Pocono Invitational. It was a big camp.
I went to a school called Clearwater Baseball School, and it was at the site of the Philadelphia Phillies spring training complex.
Sure.
And this was one of those
Mets
Christmas.
Were there too, weren't they?
Yeah, this is one of those Christmas camps. It wasn't a summer camp. Yeah. Obviously, baseball is a summer. It was a Christmas camp, and my father's company had a condominium down there on Tampa Bay. Uh-huh. And so we went down one Christmas, and I found this camp. And so I went, and it was a bunch of kids from South Philly, obviously, good ball players. And then it was me. I was kind of the outcast there. But
look at you now, Steve West. Yeah. Look at you now.
Parlayed it into a sports talk radio game
on AM radio.
Chris Domino.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, my manager for the inter-squad games was Larry Boa. Gary Maddox was at this camp.
Yeah, not Gary Sheffield. With all due respect, I know how old you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gary Maddox was at this camp.
Yeah.
Phil Cavaretta. Remember Phil Cavaretta?
Cavaretta.
Mets, he was hitting instructor.
I spoke to Phil Cavaretta.
Yeah.
I swear to God,
Phil Cavaretta. Yeah.
He played against the Yankees in like the 38 World
Series.
Definitely.
Yeah. So anyway, Bo was my manager. He knows I'm a banjo hitter. So basically for the first, but I can field my position very well. So basically for the first seven innings of every game, he sends me down to the batting cage and I work with Phil Cavaretta on basic making contact, going the opposite way. And then in the eighth inning, I get in as a defensive replacement and maybe I get one at bat so I don't hurt my team so much. But yeah, I got to work with Larry Boa.
And your parents paid money. Phil Cavaretta, I spoke to him because I was told that it might be the first World Series footage in color. Phil Cavaretta against the Yankees and he's standing there next to Lou Gehrig on first base in color in the 1930s. Phil Cavaretta lived in the state of Georgia. How about that? All right, there's so many other things. Ohtani, by the way, you know how the catcher has that little wristband, that Chromacon, whatever we call it? No, it's PitchCon, actually. You know what Ohtani does? He's doing it himself. He's got it on his sleeve. He's telling the catcher. He called his own game with PitchCom on his sleeve. Wait, if you see it, he has to memorize. He's not looking down a lot. He's just like flicking his fingers around. He's telling the catcher what he's going to throw. I think this is the first time a pitcher has actually had the PitchCom on, and the catcher's got the reception in his head. So that was a little bit different last night.
By the way, the Angels had a 1-0 lead into the eighth inning of that game. Stop me if you've heard this before. No offense. And then Loop comes in, gives up two runs. By the way, Kyle Muller, who went over to Oakland in a Murphy trade, gave Oakland five innings.
Everybody laughed at
one,
him.
One run ball, three
hits.
What
is that guy doing?
Yeah.
I told you what he's doing. I'll take that guy back. I want to do over on him. Adley Rutschman, I'm just going to ask this question. Baseball people out there, if I threw everybody into the free agent park pool, everybody in baseball is a free agent, how long would it take before Adley Rutschman was picked in a draft?
A while?
No. Uh-uh. Like, you might take Otani. You might take Aaron Judge. Position he plays. Now, if I do the dollar amount, that guy ain't getting paid. He might be the most valuable player in baseball. Position he plays, his age, what you don't pay him. And I know he went 5-for-5 yesterday, which is just ridiculous. Hit a home run in his first at bat. He's a highly, highly priced prospect. But if you look at catcher making no money, his age, I think he's a top five pick.
Who does he play for?
Baltimore.
Okay.
I think he's a top five pick. If you put them all into a playground and said, here it is, you're going to have to pay them their value, he's still going to be the lowest paid, looks like great player in baseball. Because of he just hasn't played enough yet.
Pay them their value the way the Braves do it, or pay them their value on the open market?
Aaron Judge got $360 million. Otani's going to get $600 million. This guy, he's not entitled to get anything. Relatively speaking, I might take him first because then I have money to spend for somebody else my next round. He's an incredible-looking player. But I was just thinking about that. If it really, he might be as big a bargain as there will turn out to be in sports. The only problem is his team going to win enough where he gets to then help you win postseason games?
Baltimore was in contention last year.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice turnaround for them. This kid, though, is a stud. All right, when we come back, we got more to do. Do you want to travel like James Bond? I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that. Yeah, I'm serious. Like, travel like James Bond. It's going to cost you a little bit more than that $3,000 one-week basketball camp run by the great Stephen A. Smith down at the IMG Academy. How many points did he average in college, by the way, as a basketball player? I know he's going to have special guests there, but he's not teaching my kid how to play basketball, is he? Like, he's just putting his name on it with the price tag.
He didn't tell me it was at IMG Academy.
It's at IMG Academy.
That's value. Value added.
I got a story about that place, so I'll tell you during the break. When we come back, right here on 680 The Fan.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.